Hi, my name is Charmaine Browerick.
And I'm Anna Ayuso.
And for our final project in this class, we decided to do an MIT version of Dance Dance Revolution. The way the game works in general is that there's arrows that move up the screen, and they're synced up to the beats of a song that plays out of the speakers. And the point of the user is to be able to hit the arrows on their with their feet at the bottom on a makeshift pad that we have here, and they'll match it as the arrows hit the top of the screen.
We were able to break the system down into four major components: video, audio, control unit that controls the logic of the game, and sensors, which we just showed you, that will determine where the user's feet are at a given point in time. Charmaine did the video, so she'll talk about that now.
Okay, so basically the video has three parts. There is a menu where you decide which difficulty you want, and then there's an in-game which shows like a dancing beaver, and there's the arrows that move up the screen, and then the third one is the report card which tells the user how well they did when they played the game.
So I did the audio, and what I did was I downsampled a 40-second clip of Mr. Roboto, and I put it on the memory of one FPGA, and we linked that to the other FPGA, so one is just serving as a memory. And so you did the sensors?
Yeah, so the sensors are down here. Basically, they are sharp infrared sensors. They have a range of 30 inches, and we used six of them to create a 3x3 grid that would detect the up, down, right, left positions of the user's footwork when they're playing the game.
And I did the control unit of the game, which controls the logic. And so it basically takes the accuracy signal from the video that tells you where the arrows are. And it takes input from the user saying where their feet are from the sensors. And if the two match at any given point, then the user score is incremented and the game continues. And if they don't hit enough arrows, the game fails. So I will now go through a demo with using the buttons on the FPGA of our game. So here's the menu screen, and I'm going to select the novice level to play. So I'm syncing the buttons with the arrows, and the score is incrementing. You can see from the LEDs on here that are wired to the score. And you can see my accuracy, it's saying that I'm doing well. Now I'm missing a couple, so it's going down. So I'm just gonna stop so it'll fail, and you'll see the fail screen.
Eventually. This is really hard to fail. There we go.
There you go.
Okay, now I'm gonna play the game with the actual sensors and the footwork. So I'll also select the novice level. So that was the end of the game, and you can see that I got a C, but it ends and goes to the screen and tells me how I did.